Okay, today's daf is Bava Kama daf Chav Dalid. We left off on daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis at the Mishnah. So says the Mishnah. I'm pretty sure we left off there. Yeah, daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis at the Mishnah. So Ezu Tam Ezu Muad. What is a Shar Tam? What is a Muad? What does it take to make a Shar Muad? What does it take to make a Shar Tam? So the Mekhi Yosef points out Ezu Tam. What do you mean? What's a Tam? A Tam is an animal that never gored before. That's the most obvious question in the world. Meaning a Muad is a process. A Tam is not a process. So he points out that when we ask what is a Tam, we mean how does an animal who was once a muad become a tam. L'chora, it should have been ezu muad vezu tam. It should have been muad first and then tam. But anyway, that's what the Mekhi Yosef says the kavana of the question is, and it's clear that way in the Mishnah, as we'll see in a moment. So how does a shor become muad? Muad kol she'idubo shloshi yamim, that an animal becomes a muad if they were made about 3 separate days where the animal gored somebody. So then that animal becomes a shor muad. How does that animal then go back to become a shartam? V'tam mishiachsebo shloshi yamim, when it goes 3 days where it doesn't gore. So that's it. You lock it up for 3 days and it doesn't gore. It's a shartam. Now you assume that it's the calmest animal in the world. So says Rashi, no, not just 3 days. Sharoa shvarim ve'in nogeh chozel tamuso. It has to be 3 days where it has opportunity. 3 days where it passes by other oxen and it doesn't do anything to them. That's when it becomes a shor tam again. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That has to be 3 separate days. Rabbi Meir Omer, muad sheyidu bo shlosha pa'amim. A muad is that if they're made about the animal that it gored 3 times, even if it was all on one day, as long as it was 3 separate incidents of goring, that's enough to establish a pattern. We do not just assume the animal's having a bad day. We assume that that's part of the nature of the animal. It establishes a pattern in the nature of the animal, and this is a vicious animal, and therefore it's a shor muad. How do we then, how does the animal do tshuva? How do we then assume, how does an animal that was once a muad then become a tam, according to a meir? V'tam kol shu atinokos mimashmashin bo ve'inu nogeach. Anytime children can play with the animal, and it doesn't do anything, it doesn't gore, so if you see that children are messing around with it, because children have a way to aggravate animals sometimes, so if children are messing around with the animal, and the animal doesn't gore, so then the animal can become a shor tam. So if you have a shor muad and you want to make it a shor tam, someone has to sacrifice the children. Right? Someone has to try it, I guess. But that's when it becomes a shor tam. Tosos points out that's not the only way it can become a shor tam. If you look at Tosos, Shia Tinokos, Avogav the other. First Tosos deals with another issue. First he says, Avogav the other Misle Mazal. He says, maybe the fact that children didn't get hurt is because Adam has a certain mazal. And therefore, just because the children didn't get hurt, maybe that's because they're people, and people have mazel, and that's why they didn't get hurt. Not because the animal is by nature a calmer animal than we thought it was. So mikal makom kivishnasa shafel kol kachsha tinokos mash mavadi chazal kamuso. So Tos says that's why we're talking about children over here. Meaning, hadn't we been talking about an adult, so then in Chidami, maybe you could have said that it's not an indication of anything about the animal. But when children are messing around with it, if the animal is so calm that even children could be messing around with it and not get hurt, so that's enough to overpower the factor that there's some level of mazel. That's enough to tell you something about the animal. Now, it says Tosos, and this is why I mentioned this Tosos, for law, Bara Meir Lamait Shlo Tol Chazar Shloshi Yamin. Rameir is not coming to say that the only way the animal can become a short time again is if children play with it. No, if it goes 3 days where it has an opportunity to gore and it does not gore, Rameir would say that's also good enough. El Hishmianu Da Afilu Biyom Echad Pamim Dika Chazar. His chiddush is that you don't always need 3 days. Sometimes it can go back to becoming a tam, and even one day, provided that there are children that play with the animal. That's all you're going to need. What about 3 times in one day? What if the animal is walking down the street, it passes by 3 other oxen, and it doesn't gore any of them in one day? The mayor holds it becomes a muad with 3 incidents in one day, so maybe it should become a tam with 3 times passing up on an incident in one day. So says Tosos, no. V'gimel pam biyomecha nir de'ein mo'il l'didei l'chazara. Rameir would hold that would not suffice for Chazara. Afal pisha mo'el ha'ada'a, even though 3 times in one day is good enough to make it a muad, does establish a pattern of making it a muad. It does not establish a pattern of making it a tam. And don't be surprised by that shita, because we find another shita in Tanaim, we're going to see in the Gemara, Chavdal and Manalef, we find another shita in Tanaim that holds exactly that. That takes only three times in one day to make an animal mu'ud, but to make it go back to be a tam, you're going to need three separate days. So that's not that wouldn't be so surprising if Rameh would hold three times in one day is not enough to make it a tam. The only way it can become a tam in one day is if children play with the animal. Okay, says Gemara, my time in Rabbi Yehuda. Why is it that Rabbi Yehuda requires three separate days to make the animal a mu'ud, or three separate days to make the animal go back to being a tam? Where does he get that idea that you need three separate days? So the Gemara is going to say that it's a pasuk, meaning the pasuk says onodaki shor nagachu mitmol shelshom. Pasuk talks about the animal goring yesterday and the day before. So since the pasuk refers to days, that's how we know. That's how Rabbi Yehuda knows that it has to be on three separate days. But the way the Gemara answers it, it just tells us that there happens to be machlokas amarayim about the details of these three separate days. What precise moment does the animal become a mu'ud? Happens to be machlokas amarayim. So in answering this question of my time in Rabbi Yehuda, we mentioned machlokas Abaye and Rava, but both Abaye and Rava hold the same reason for Rabbi Yehuda is based on this pasuk. They just disagree exactly how to read it. Amra Abaye, t'mol chad, the word t'mol implies one day, mitmol trei, the extra mem at the beginning of the word t'mol implies a second day, shilshom tlasa, and the word shilshom tells us a third day. V'lo yishmerenu balav asar l'negicha revias, and then it says, and then if lo yishmerenu balav, after that, after three separate days of the animal goring, then lo yishmerenu balav. So on that fourth time, the animal is already yishar mord, and you're going to be chayiv nezek shalim. Rava Amar, Rava says no, t'mol mitmol chad. It's one word. Pasuk says mitmol. It doesn't say t'mol and then mitmol. It's one word, so it only counts as one. Shilshom trei. Shilshom is the third day. V'lo yishmerenu ha'idna chayiv. And then if you don't watch the animal now, it's going to be chayiv. Meaning it sounds like on the third time already, you're going to be chayiv. That's what Rashi says. V'lo yishmerenu idna b'negicha shlishis chayiv ala nezek shalom. You don't have to wait for the fourth goring for the animal to be chayiv. You're chayiv already on the third goring. But either way, it's a pasuk that tells me that we're talking about separate days and not all happening on the same day. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. V'Rav Meir my time. Where does Rav Meir get the idea that an animal goring three times in one day suffices to make it a shor mu'ud? D'tanya, Amra Meir. Meir just says very simple. He says, you're right. The pasuk is definitely talking about different days. So he says, it's a kavul chomer, though. Richek negichosav chayav kirav negichosav lo kol shekein. If three separate days, three incidents in three separate days is enough to establish that the animal is a vicious animal, so three incidents in one day is yet more vicious. So it's a kavul chomer that the animal is a vicious animal, that it's enough to establish the animal as a shor mu'ud. So Amrulay, so they said to Reb Meir, that's not really such a good kavul chomer, because we do have instances in halacha of a chazaka that's established over three separate days, where it cannot be established in one day. Zava tochiach, and namely by the case of a zava. A woman can become a zava gedola, if she sees dam during the Yemei Ziva, right? There are different times of the month for the woman. Some days are labeled as days of Nida, and some days are labeled as days of Ziva. It's a complicated calendar. How to figure out the Yud Aleph Yom, how to figure out where's the days of, in Machlokes Rishonim, what the days of Ziva and the days of Nida exactly are. But either way, in order for a woman to become a Zava Gedola, she needs to see Dam. See, by a man, there's no different times of the month. Any time Zivus comes out of him, he's going to become a Zav. By a woman, it's only at specific times, because it's blood that's coming out. So blood that comes out during an expected time of the month, that just makes her a Nida, that's not a Zava. But the other times of the month, it makes her a Zava. So a woman becomes a Zava only if she sees Dam for 3 days consecutively in during the time of the month where she's expected to become a zava. Of course, we are machmir that even a woman who's roa tipas dam kechardel, a woman sees a drop of blood at any time of the month, we're machmir that she's automatically a zava gedola. If we were only concerned that women nowadays were nidos, so things would be a lot more lenient, because you wouldn't have a requirement of zayin nikiyim. For a nida, the Torah prescribes simply that 7 days after she first sees blood, as long as she's no longer seeing at the end of the 7 days. She could have seen for six days, but as long as she's no longer seeing at the end of the 7 days, on day seven she could already be tahora. But for a zava gadola, you need zayin nikiyim. You need seven actual clean days for a zava. But anyway, we see by a zava, it has to be on three separate days, consecutive days, that she becomes a zava. But if she sees three times in one day, she doesn't become a zava. So you see that just because a trend is established on three separate days doesn't mean you're going to have a kal v'chomer that it's going to be established on one day. Zava tochiach sharicha riyoseh tameh, kiva riyoseh tahora. And if it all happens on one day, she's tahora. She's not really tahora, she's a zava katana. She's not a zava gadola. It's a different, much lower level of zivus. So Amar lahen, so Rameh responds to them, yeah, but that's different. Harehu omer, the pasuk says, v'zos tia tumaso bizovo. The Torah goes out of its way to tell us that when it comes to a male zav, it's all dependent on the number of times he's seen something come out of his body. When it comes to a woman, however, it's all dependent on the number of days that occurred. So what's the point? The point is that it's a gezeiras hakasuv, that we don't make such a kal v'chomer, that we don't darshan such a kal v'chomer by ziva. But by everything else, we can darshan such a kal v'chomer. Frek tells us, wait a second. If the only place the Torah speaks about it explicitly, the Torah tells me not to darshan such a kal v'chomer, why don't we say that zava tochiach, that we should use that whenever you have an idea that's expressed only one time in the Torah, so we assume that it's not limited to that circumstance, we assume it's a mematzinu, it's coming to teach me about all similar types of situations in the Torah. So that's Tosos Harehu Omer V'zos Vim Tomer Kolshkein Hashadika L'me. So here you have a pasuk telling me beferish, don't say such a kal v'chomer. What do you mean it's a gzeres hakasuv and therefore over there it's different? Who says because it's a gzeres hakasuv means it's different? Maybe because it's a gzeres hakasuv, it's telling me that's the gzeres hakasuv, that you can't apply such kal v'chomers. And therefore by shor mu'ud also, just because a shor mu'ud could become mu'ud 3 days in a row, does not mean it could become mu'ud in one day. So it says Tosfos Yeshlam Adachi Kamer, the hasam gali krad lo shaychasam svarish al kir v'richuk. Shein shamatam tali mishum demuchsekas bekach roa. He says, no, what the Gezeiras HaKasuv is telling me is that when it comes to Ziva, we're not interested in whether the woman's nature is now to see dam. That meaning by the animal, what we're looking for is, has anything been indicated about this animal's general mood and temperament by the animal's actions as a predictor of future results? Meaning, what's the animal going to do in the future? Is it going to be a dangerous animal here on? But from when it comes to the woman, we're not interested in, is she going to see dam tomorrow? No, the halacha is, if she sees dam 3 days in a row, she's a zava gadol. It doesn't matter whether she's establishing a pattern of seeing more dam. It's not vestos we're talking about over here, where it's establishing patterns to try to predict future results. We just want to know, is she a zava right now or not? And the way Tosfos expresses it very nicely, he says, El zera sakasu b'shosh yom yizava, afilu im yavo Eliyahu v'yomar vade lo tira od. A woman's a zava gadol, even if Eliyahu and Avi were to come and tell us, by the way, she's not going to see dam ever again for the rest of her life. Doesn't make a difference. If she saw dam 3 days in a row, consecutively now, she's a zava gadola. Because zivus is not about predicting what's going to happen in the future. Shor mu'ud is about predicting what's going to happen in the future. We're saying this is a dangerous animal and therefore it's a menace to society and it will continue to do damage. That's what shor mu'ud is all about. So that's why zivus is different Then Shor Mu'ud. Let's just go a little bit weiter before we discuss. So Mimai Dahai Vizos, back in the Gemara, Mimai Dahai Vizos, Lamute Zavim Ri'os, Im Lamute Zavim. I mean, maybe the word Vizos is not coming to tell me that a Zava cannot become a Zava Gadola if she sees three times in one day. Maybe it's coming to tell me that a Zav doesn't become a Zav if he sees multiple times in consecutive days. That it's Dafka got to be on the same day. Amar Krav, a Zava Zava, Zachron Lekeva, Makish Zachron Lekeva, Manikeva Biyam, Mav Zachron. The Gemara says, no, because we have a hekesh between Zachar and Nekeva, and that hekesh must be there to teach me that just like a Nekeva becomes a Zav Gadola by seeing on consecutive days, so too a Zav becomes a Zav by seeing on consecutive days. So the you can't tell me that the Zav can only become a Zav if he sees on multiple times on one day, but not if he sees on consecutive days. No, even if he sees on consecutive days, he could become a Zav. If you're going to make such a hekesh, why don't you make the hekesh in the other direction? If you're going to say there's a hekesh, maybe the hekesh is coming to teach me the exact opposite. That just like a male can become a Zav by seeing multiple times in one day, so too a woman can become a Zav Gedolah by seeing multiple times in one day. So it's Gemara Hamit Rachman Vizos. No, but that's what Vizos comes to be Mimait. So we have a Hekesh that comes to tell me that in some respects the man and the woman are similar, and we have Vizos to tell me that in other respects they're dissimilar. So we assume that the Vizos tells me they're dissimilar in that the woman cannot become a Zav Gedolah in one day. The Hekesh tells me they're similar in that the man can become a Zav in multiple days. Perfect the Gemara, Umaru Isa. Why do you say it that way? Maybe you should have darshened it the exact opposite. Maybe you should have said that Vizos comes to tell me that they're dissimilar in that the man cannot become a Zav in consecutive days, and the Hekesh comes to tell me that they're similar and that the woman can become a Zav on the same day. So says Gemara, no, Mestavra Kaya B'Ri'ios B'Mayit Ri'ios. Since the Pasuk is talking about Ri'ios, so probably we're coming to be Mayit, we're coming to exclude multiple Ri'ios. So we're coming to say that a woman seeing multiple Ri'ios on one day is not enough to make her Zav Gedolah. Kaya B'Ri'ios B'Mayit Yamim, but if we're talking about Ri'ios, we're not going to be Mayit Yamim. If it's talking about seeing Ziva, we're not going to say that that's coming to be Mayit, a man who sees on consecutive days, to be Mayit. It's more likely that we're being memait whatever topic the pasuk is actually talking about when he uses the word vizos. Now this line of richek negichos of chayv kiriv negichos of lekolshkein, the top line on this amud plays a major role in halacha. You might recall we discussed on Shmini Atzeres this past year the Torah Nor Chaim Simon Kuf Yudalid quotes Yerushalmi that if someone davens ve'eni yodeim hiskirim lav, you don't know if you said mashu v'rachu morda geshem or not. So kodem lamid yom chazaka mashu hu lamud mazkir. Within 30 days of when you start saying mashu v'rachu morda geshem, the chazaka is that you're still in the habit of not saying mashu v'rachu morda geshem. But mikan ve'eluch, after 30 days, mashat sarich mazkir. We could assume that you're already in the habit and probably you did say mashu v'rachu morda geshem. The Maram Rutenberg says, is quoted by the Torah over there, Varami Rutenberg Hayorogi Lomer Bishmini Atzeres, Birchas Ata Gibor Tishim Pamad Mashavaroch Morda Geshem. Maram Rutenberg had a minhag on Shmini Atzeres that he would say the bracha of Ata Gibor together with Mashavaroch Morda Geshem 90 times on Shmini Atzeres. Why? Because if 30 days is enough to develop the habit and to assume that you're in the habit of saying Mashav Ruach Marad Hashem, so 90 times in one day is certainly enough to develop the habit of saying Mashav Ruach Marad Hashem. So that's, and his raya was, if three consecutive days of an animal goring is enough to establish a pattern that it's a muad, three times in one day is it for sure enough to establish the pattern that the animal is a muad. So that's what Maram Rutenberg said. Now the Gilui Marsha points out that this is very difficult because that's only Reb Meir who holds that way. Reb Yehuda does not hold that Richik Nigichos of Chayiv Kiv Nigichos of Lokal Shkein, and we don't pasken like Reb Meir. So how can you use Reb Meir's shita as the basis for Psak Halacha by Mashav Ruach Marad Hashem? Rabbeinu Peretz is also quoted in the Torah over there as disagreeing with the Maram Rutenberg, and the Beis Yosef explains that the reason Rabbeinu Peretz disagrees is not because we don't pass on Rav Meir, it's a totally different reason. He says logically it doesn't make sense. By the case of Sharmuad, we're trying to determine the nature of this beast, of this animal, that it has a teva ra. So when it does it in close sequence to each other, it keeps on goring over and over again. So that's more shehutva bo zeh kinyan. That's the lashon of the Beis Yosef. That shows us that there is such a that it has this terrible nature to it. As opposed to if it comes at more distant occasions, so then it could be that it's only chance.
But
Bekiruv, right? But over here we're talking about what you're used to saying. When you just say something for an hour, it doesn't make it something that you're morgul to do. Adraba, you become more used to it when it's done gradually over time. It's not an indication of what your teva is. It's trying to change you, trying to get you in the habit of doing something. It's trying to establish a habit, not be megala on an existing habit. Whereas by shor muad, we're not trying to establish anything. We're trying to be megala what the animal's actual nature is. So that's one of the problems with the Maram Rutenberg's application of this Gemara to the halach of Mashav Ruach. Also, the Yerushalmi associates V'sein Talamatar with Mashav Ruach, but it should really require different numbers of days for V'sein Talamatar and Mashav Ruach, because you say Mashav Ruach in every single Shmoneh Esrei, Shabbos Yantif as well, V'sein Talamatar you don't. So the fact that it's 30 days shows you that it's got to be something about 30 days, not just 90 times in a single day. I am told in some yeshivas, they have the minhag that during that Kafas and Simchas Torah, they made a song with Ata Gibor until Mashav Ruach, and they sing it 90 times throughout the Akafos to be able to say this Maram Rutenberg. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Yudal Tziv Tes, in Biyom Rishon Shal Pesach Omer Birchas Ata Gibor Ad Morad Atal Tzadi Pamim Kineged Lamed Yom Shomer also Gimel Pam Bechol Yom Misham Ve'elach Amenu Zochem Hiskur Geshem Harei Becheskos Shalom Hiskur Geshem Amenu Tzorech Lachzar. Right, that's it does work. Shulchan Aruch Paskins it does work. And Rama says the Shulchan Aruch mentions it in terms of Morad Atal. Rama says we who don't say Morad Atal, it would work for Mashav Ruach Morad Geshem for us, so it does work. However, the Bir Halacha quotes from the Bir Agra. He says, "I'm Bir Agra shecholik umaskim l'shitas Rabbeinu Peretz hamuva b'tur delosfir lekein." That the Gra holds like Rabbeinu Peretz that it doesn't work, and the Taz also doesn't like this psak. V'shar kol achronim rubam kamat kula me'atikus divrei Shulchan Aruch la'alacha. However, most of the achronim paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. The Eliyahu Rabbah just makes the ha'ara that it only works to establish a trend or a habit for doing something, to say Mashav Ruach. But to say the paragraph 90 times about Pesach time without Mashav Ruach, to just skip it, not say Mashav Ruach, by saying it 90 times without Mashav Ruach, would not establish a habit. That's why there's no such custom around Pesach. Shulchan Aruch says it works around Pesach because he's saying because according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to say Morad Atal. So if you're supposed to say Morad Atal, if you daven Nusach Sfarad or whatever, so fine, or Sfaradi, so that's fine, because then you're actually saying something. But just to skip something would not establish a pattern. Okay, we got to get moving here. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman. So we're up to no Tan Rabbanan. Ezu Muad. So we have a brisa. Ezu Muad. Kol sheyidu bo shloshi yamim. That any time that you're made about on three separate days. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda so far, right? But v'tam shiyat tinokos mashmir b'avenu nogeach. It becomes a tam when children play with it. It's not nogeach. That sounds like Rabbi Meir. Div Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi holds a combination of the two shitos. Rabbi Yehuda in terms of making it a muad, and Rabbi Meir in terms of making it back into a tam. Rabbi Shimon says no muad kol sheyidu. That it becomes a muad, like Rav Meir says, three times even in one day. You only need 3 days when you're establishing it to become a tam, when you're going back to make it a tam, which is Rabbi Yehuda's definition of how an animal becomes a tam. So both of them hold the combination, but they hold the exact opposite of each other. So Rav Nachman, Rav Ad Barava, how do we paskin? We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that it takes 3 days to make an animal a muad, because Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. V'alach k'rameir b'tam, shir Rabbi Yossi modelo. And we pass him like Rabbi Meir that a child playing with the animal is enough to make it a tam. How do I know that? Because Rabbi Yossi agrees with it. And we pass him like Rabbi Yossi. So Amr le Rav al Rav Nachman, v'lei memar alach k'rameir b'mua, shir Rabbi Shimon modelo, v'alach Rabbi Yehuda b'tam, shir Rabbi Shimon modelo. Why do you pass him like Rabbi Yehuda b'muad and Rabbi Meir b'tam? Because Rabbi Yossi agrees with it. Paskin just the opposite, because that's what Rabbi Shimon agrees with. I mean, you want to find a Tana that supports Rabbi Yehuda's definition that supports one Shita's definition of Tam and the other Shita's definition of Muad. You can use Rabbi Shimon. Why are you so infatuated with using Rabbi Yossi more so than Rabbi Shimon? Amalei anak Rabbi Yossi svirali. Rabbi Yossi nimuko imo. Says, given the choice to use Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Shimon as the basis for the halacha, I'd rather use Rabbi Yossi because Rabbi Yossi nimuko imo. Meaning, we have a klal in halacha that we always pass him like Rabbi Yossi because he usually was very clear in his rayos and in his reasoning. both in Svara and in Rayos, as to why he paskins the way he does, and therefore we'd prefer to paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Now, Maratz Chayes points out over here that generally we only say Rabbi Yossi Nimuko Imo when Rabbi Yossi argues against a single Tana. But when he argues against a group of Tanaim, we don't say Nimuko Imo. Maratz Chayes says that's really the answer to Tosas' question over here, because Tosas asks, if you're just going to paskin like Rabbi Yossi, just say Halacha Rabbi Yossi. Why are you saying, no, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to a Muad because Rabbi Yossi agrees with him, and Rabbi Meir when it comes to a Tan because Rabbi Yossi agrees? Just say we pass like Rabbi Yossi. We have to tell me we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Meir. So Maratz Chayes says no, because we can't just pass like Rabbi Yossi over here, had no one else agreed with him, because Nimuko Imo wouldn't work on its own. Both Maratz Chayes and the Mitzvah and both make this Sahara. It wouldn't work on its own to just say Halach Rabbi Yossi because Nimuko Imo, because Rabbi Yossi is going against a group over here, and we don't say Nimuko Imo when he goes against a group. Okay, Vaiter, Yibayilu. Shloshiyam Diktani Liyude Tura or Liyude Gavra. The requirement for 3 separate days, is that a requirement in order to make the Shar Amud, in order to establish that the Shar is a dangerous Shar? Or maybe no, the Shar could be established as a dangerous Shar even without 3 separate days, but it can't have a din of a Shar Mu'ah to be Mechayiv the owner, Nezek Shalem, unless the owner has been warned on 3 separate occasions that he's got to watch his animal. That the Shar only becomes a Shar Mu'ad when the owner has been warned. Now Tulsa says this does not mean to say that the owner literally becomes a Mu'ad to ignore warnings and not protect the Shar, because if that were the case, then you wouldn't be Chayiv Nezek Shalem until the 5th time it gored, because the owner is only mu'ad to ignore warnings after being warned 3 times and having ignored the warnings. If you look at Tosfos Uliyu de Gavra, lo she'e mu'ad lavar b'hasra'os, not that he's a mu'ad to violate hasra'a, dimkein lo ha'i meschayiv ad negicha shel chamishis, because when does he violate the first hasra'a? Not with the first negicha. He violated the first hasra with the second negicha. Animal gore, he was never given a warning that his animal's dangerous before the first negicha. Animal gores once, then he's given his first warning that your animal's dangerous. So when the animal gores the second time, he's now violated hasra the first time. So it would take till the 5th time that the animal gores to make the guy chayiv. So says Tosos, that can't be the pshat, that he's a mu'ad to violate hasra'os. Happens to be Rabbeinu Peretz says that that is exactly the pshat, that he's a mu'ad to violate hasra'os. Why does it not happen until the 5th time? Okay, a good kasha, Rabbeinu Peretz deals with it. But the point is, that it is a this seems to be a machlokas, but let's just assume like Tosos that liu de gavra just means that in order for the guy to be chayiv nezek shalim, he needs to have been warned on 3 separate occasions. It's not enough that the animal gored on 3 separate days. Let's say 3 sets of edim, and Tosos points out it doesn't really have to be 3 sets of edim; it could be the same set of edim testifying about a shor that gored on Monday and gored again on Tuesday and gored again on Wednesday, but none of the Edom show up to court until Thursday. On Thursday, they all come at one shot and say, yeah, we saw a court Monday, we saw a court Tuesday, we saw a court Wednesday. So if it's Liyudei Tura, so as long as the Shor gored on 3 separate days, it's a Mu'ad. But if it's Liyudei Gavra, he needs to be warned on 3 separate days, not good enough. So Yam Liyudei Tura Miyayid, Yam Liyudei Gavra Lo Miyayid, Meimar Amar Hashu Tukam Asadu, because you could say, well, what are you coming to me now and testifying against my animal? You should have come earlier. What's the din? Tashma Aligmar brings a raya. Eina shor nasa mu'ad ad shi yidubo b'fnei bailum b'fnei beizdin. A shor can only become mu'ad if you say the edus against the shor in front of the owner of the shor and in front of the beizdin. He yidubo b'fnei beizdin v'shol b'fnei bailum b'fnei bailum v'shol b'fnei beizdin. Eino nasa mu'ad ad shi yidubo b'fnei beizdin b'fnei bailum. If you are in front of beizdin but not in front of the owner, in front of the owner, not in front of beizdin, not good enough. It needs to be in front of the owner and in front of beizdin. We still don't have our raya. He yiduhu shnayim b'rishona u'shnayim if 2 people come in are made that the animal gored once, and then another 2 people come in are made that gored a second time, and another 2 people come and are made that gored a third time, harekan shalosh edios, that's considered 3 separate eduyos. Tosa says in regarding if let's say the first, the each set had there were 3 brothers who each came in three different sets. Linyan Shalosh Achim Vechem Rashuk Mitztarif Imahen. Right? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers, and they're Mitztarif with Moshe. Reuven and Moshe testify that accord on day one, and Shimon and Moshe testify accord on day two, Levi and Moshe testify accord on day three. That's three separate Eduyos. We don't assume it's a Karov Apostle together in the single Eidos. But, Vein Eidos Achas La'azama. If you're going to make them Eidim Zomimin, you need to make all six Eidim Zomimin, or in the Seer that Tosfos just came up with, all four Eidim would have to be Eidim Zomimin. Nimtzeis Kas Rishon Zomemes. So if only the first set were made into Eidim Zomimin, they don't have a status of Eidim Zomimin. Harei kan shtei Eduyos, v'hu pater v'hein pturim. Then you only have two Eduyos of a second goring and a third goring, and therefore the owner is going to be pater from Nezek Shalem, because it's not a Muad. The first Eidus was destroyed, but the first set of Eidim that was destroyed is not going to be Chayiv as Eidim Zomimin, because they only are Chayiv as Eidim Zomimin once you are Mezim all of them. Nimtzeis Kashniyah Zomemes, if then the second group turns out to be Eidim Zomimin, Harei Kan Eidus Achas. So then all you have is one standing group of Eidim that the animal gored once, V'hu Pater V'hein Peturim, and therefore the owner of the animal is going to be Pater from Nezek Shalem. He's only going to have to pay Chatzi Nezek. And their pater, meaning the Eidim themselves are pater from paying as Eidim Zomimin, because again, not all of them have been made into Zomimin yet. Nimtzeis Kashlisha Zomemes, if the third group also becomes Eidim Zomimin, Kulan Chayav, and then everyone's going to be Chayav. Valzen Emar, meaning then all the Eidim are going to be Chayav as Eidim Zomimin. They're all going to have to pay for their Hazama, because now you're Mazim all of them. Valzen Emar, Vasisimel Kashra Zomim. That's an example of where we do Kashra Zomim as they try to do to others. So now what's our Raya? We're trying to prove whether Yudi Tura Yudi Gavra. So Iyam with Yudi Tura Shapir. If we say that we're coming to make the Sharim Wad, so it works out very well. I understand very well. Eliyam with Yudi Gavra, but if the point is Yudi Gavra, to warn the guy on three separate occasions, Lemru Hanach Kamai, how can the first group have to pay as Eidim Zomimin for trying to make the guy Chayiv Nezek Shalem? Why can't the first group say, Anan miyavi adinan debasu shloshiyam yasuhani miyadilei? When we came to Basin, we had no idea that someone else was going to come and also be made about another time, and so then someone else was going to be made about a third time. We weren't trying to make the Shara Shar Muad. We were just trying to testify about one goring that we saw. Meaning, if the issue were liyude tura, so then all three sets of Edom could have come on the same day. So the first group can't say, oh, we didn't know that we were going to make the animal Muad with